G'day leaders. Are you lucky or do you make luck happen? Do you lack or do you have an abundance mentality? In this podcast, Michelle and I discuss the mindset between having stuff and attracting stuff and what stops you from having abundance in your life, but specifically the mindset of lack. Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? I know that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain. Come fly with me, let's fly.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. So, leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
Am I live?
No. We're recording.
When are we going to be live?
Oh, that's something we could do.
Yeah, do a live one.
That'd be fun.
How are you, Michelle?
Well, thanks, Guy.
Captain.
Oh, clown.
You want to talk today about it's a mindset around lack, not having enough.
Yes.
Yeah, it's because it's come up a few times lately in conversations with people and listening to different clients that I've been coaching. Just this idea that I don't have enough, I never have enough, other people are lucky. And you know that whole scarcity mentality? We have touched on it before, but I just wanted to go a bit deeper into it.
Well, also, I think we did the podcast episode on jealousy and envy.
Yeah.
And I think some of that, the jealousy, you know, somebody else has it, therefore I don't,
yeah.
That lack mentality. Yeah.
And we have this this mindset, don't we?
We do.
Everything works out for us.
I know. That's right. And if you expected it, you see it.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about how the mindset creates the reality because of your subconscious and how you tend to always, your brain wants to be right. Yeah. So if you tell yourself that you don't have enough, your subconscious mind's job is now to make sure you never have enough.
Yeah. I like how in there's one workshop and I sat in on of yours where you were telling the class about, you know, see that pot plant over there? That didn't exist until you just looked at it now.
Yes.
And a few of them kind of look at you like you're a bit crazy.
I am crazy.
But it's true. Unless you actually think of it or see it, it doesn't exist in your reality.
Yeah. So let's start with the car park because we both believe that
we've mentioned this a couple of
have
times.
We?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'm repeating myself. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
to those who have heard it and those who haven't, you'll hear it for the first time. So we believe that we'll always get a car park.
Yeah.
Yep. So the energy is that when you're driving into a big shopping centre, if you believe you're going to get a car park, you're just patiently driving up and down the aisles until you see that space and then you go, look, there it is. And you're so excited because you find your car park.
Yeah.
But those people who always focus on the fact that it's hard to find a car park, as they're driving around the car park, they're thinking to themselves, see, it's so hard to get a car park. Oh, I can't believe these car parks are always busy. I never get a car park. And then eventually they see the same car park that we see and they pull into it. They pull into it with frustration and we pull into it with, you know, a delight. There it is. There's the car park that was provided for us.
That's right. It was an absolute belief it was going to be there.
Mm.
I, on the weekend, actually, I took my daughter to netball and it's the first game that I've taken her to. And my sister had said to me, her daughter goes there also, that it's really hard to get a car space. And so I left extra early, you know, quick, get in the car. We've got to go and get a car space. And then on our way there, I thought, why am I doing this? Why are we so early? Because I will get a car space. I know that. So we pulled up and we grabbed a coffee and, you know, a muffin on the way. And my daughter said, aren't you worried that we're not going to get a car space? Because that's what I'd been saying. And it's like, no, I know we'll get a car space. I don't know why I let somebody else's opinion get into my head when. And of course, we pulled up and we got a rock star car park.
Yeah.
So right at the front, it was like, of course we were going to get it.
And so there's a lot of people out there thinking now, oh, that's just pure luck. But what is luck? Luck is, opportunity, met with decisions, a whole range of things. Because I've had people say to me in the past things like, oh, you're so lucky, you're so lucky. And it always offends me. It did earlier. I don't mind now. I just reframe it in my head that they've got a lack mentality rather than an abundance mentality. But when somebody says, you're so lucky, they're basically saying, I want what you want, what you have. Or you have opportunities that I don't seem to get.
I've had a long time ago, there was a neighbour who said to me, and, you know, you're so lucky, almost as an insult. And I'm thinking, I am, like, I create my own luck, but I am fortunate. Definitely, yeah. I strive for things and I seem to get them. But yeah, that's because even if it's not exactly what I wanted, I take out of it that, oh, I've won this, and I celebrate the wins and whatever. But I think what she was trying to say is that you're lucky and you don't deserve this.
So I've been thinking about that because we spoke about this recently. I think there's two different mindsets. There's a mindset of somebody who has a lack mindset, and those like you and I who have, oh, there's the construction next door. Apologies to those listening in. That's construction happening right next to the studio. Aren't we lucky? Speaking about luck. Anyway, so I've been thinking about two different mindsets. So you've got somebody who believes that that things work out for them, like you and I, and you got people who don't, who think, it's always hard for me. It's always hard for me. Now, that doesn't mean that they necessarily don't try as hard, right? Mm. So you work hard. I've seen you. You're incredible. And, you know, other people work hard and they put in lots of effort. But that subconscious programming that says, I don't have enough, I'm not lucky, I don't get, I think that's what actually holds them back. So they work really, really hard. Like, there's no denying there's people out there who don't believe that they're lucky, work really, really hard, and they don't get as many opportunities as those who, you know, say that they're lucky and work hard as well. And I think it's because when you have that belief system that you've got a scarcity, you don't have enough, you're not lucky like other people, That's a mindset that goes down into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind's job, as we've spoken about so many times on this podcast, is to create the reality that you've just programmed in. It's a robot. It just obeys every instruction that you give it.
Yeah.
And so if you say, I don't have enough, your subconscious mind is now working against you being successful because it has to find evidence of that. So it's not only going to look for evidence of that, it's maybe going to start to change certain behaviors. It's also going to change the way you speak to people. So if you've got this forced desperation inside you because you don't think you have enough and you're not lucky like other people, which is causing that desperation, that's an energy that goes out and impacts other people that are around you. And if you come at me with desperation, there's something that's missing in you that I don't necessarily want to engage with, if that makes sense
business. It's unattractive. I don't mean that in a, you know, relationship sort of way. It doesn't attract.
Yeah. So, you know, lots of people like to talk about the law of attraction. The law of attraction is energy, really. So, you know, if you have got this positive energy, which you always seem to have, Michelle, that you've got this mindset that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to, that things always work out for you, and I've got a similar sort of mindset, that then changes your energy. It's almost like you expect good things to come. And so because you've got that energy of expectation that things will work out for you in the end, and even when they aren't working out, in the background of your mind you're thinking they eventually will.
Yeah.
This too shall pass.
That's right.
You know, so if you have the this too shall pass mindset and that things will always work out, then you'll just, with a smile on your face, push forward like you always do. And that smile on your face is what makes you attractive to opportunities and other people. And I think there's a disconnect in a lot of people about how they just believe it's oh, that person's lucky. No, it's not luck. It's attitude. It's expecting that things will work out, which then changes their energy. And that energy is what attracts other people to them, opportunities.
We were talking about this on the weekend, and Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote the book Eat, Love, Pray,
yeah.
She has a book, I think it's Magic Happens or something, and it's been some time since I read it. But the idea that I recall from what she said was that basically if you look at yourself as a rock in a river and all the opportunities and things are going past you like the water, and if you reach out and grab something, then, you know, that's your opportunity and you see and you're looking for things.
Mm.
If, however, you're that rock in the river and all of these things are passing you by and it's just you're not aware, you're not looking for it. Well, we're doing a jigsaw puzzle at the moment. A crazy 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
With tiny little pictures
on it. Tiny little anime, like... Yeah. I don't know how many.
We got it when we were working in Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know why we no, it's fun.
It is. But it's that thing of there are so many pieces and it seems overwhelming almost.
Yeah.
You think, oh, and we were talking about it this morning. We got it for the kids to also join in on and some of them do. You know, come and do a piece here
one
or
piece,
there.
One piece, then walk away and go back to their digital devices.
That's right. But we're tending to do it. But it's that thing of when you're looking, your eyes, sometimes you don't want to blink because you're like, where is this piece? It's got this tiny, tiny little bit on it that differentiates it from the other pieces that will fit into that slot. And I think it's just that knowing what it looks like, turning it around in your brain, how could this possibly be? You then start to, you do see it, and then we sometimes say, okay, I need to walk away and come back with fresh eyes.
Yes.
And then the piece will just jump out and you're like, oh. There it is.
That's it. So your persistence pays off.
It does.
Yes. But we're noticing little minds giving up quite easily.
Yeah.
And I think that might be, this isn't what we're going to talk about today, but that whole reliance on technology to do all the work for their brains. I'm a little bit worried that technology is taking away, especially the younger generations, ability to be persistent with things.
Is that the TikTok thing though, where it's just short and sharp? Like
fast? So it's called popcorn brain. There's a new term called popcorn brain. But I think being reliant on yourself, diligent and pushing through things is important, but which creates luck.
Mm.
Yeah. But or opportunities. But we're not seeing that in the younger generation who every game that they've ever played has been created by them, by the game itself, rather than like us as kids, we went out the backyard and we created games and we made up all the rules. Everything is done for them now.
Mm.
Anyway, that might be a whole other podcast.
We digress.
Something I'm quite passionate about is the loss of those negotiation skills that we had when we were out the backyard, you know, organising who was going to bat first in the cricket game. Now it's the game creates all the rules for the kids, and so they're not learning these very important life skills.
Mm.
Mm. So when did you first start to develop? Did you develop it, or is it just natural in you, this mindset of abundance where everything works out for you, that, you know, you'll find that car park? When did that start in you?
I think... it was quite young because my parents do that sort of thinking. My mum especially brought us up with, and we have the term kookaburra, which I think I've mentioned before, and it could be parking fairies or something that you say, or a dance or something that you do, or you touch something. So kookaburra is ours, and my mum has always done that. And so that's just how we've... kind of grown
more construction in the background. We'll just ignore it.
But and also you know, the attraction. We could manifest things, and it became a game, and like my mum would do it and point it out to us, and so we would then try it, and when it worked, it's like, see, it works.
Yeah.
And so there was that confirmation, and whether it was or
not,
it wasn't.
Confirmation bias is a thing, is
no,
it?
No, that's right. But it was became fun.
Yeah.
And then let's try this, let's do that. And then it was a competition.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you know, that immersion in it, you just, that's how we are. So I suppose nurture was definitely
Nice. Yeah. So you had a good start with those positive mindsets.
That's right.
It's funny when you talk to people who don't believe in this woo-woo of the law of attraction. And if you just say, think it and it will come, that is woo-woo. You know? So there's a lot more to it than just, I want this. You know, you've got to have a clear idea of what it is that you want. You've got to put in effort. You've got to move forward. You've got to have the right energy. You've got to put the work in place. And if you put the work in place but you don't have the mindset as well, then that's going to hold you back, like we were talking about before. So it's not woo-woo. It's real that if you're clear on what you want out of life, you tell yourself that things always work out for you. If you then have a positive mindset, you put in effort, you smile and you attract others and opportunities to you. Like you, for example, I've got to keep referring back to you, Michelle. Over this last few weeks, about 7 opportunities have just come to you because of the way you treat other people. So the energy that you give other people and the way you interact with others, you always light up their life. And I've watched this ever since I've known you, but because of that, because of who you are as a human being and the way you interact with other people, they want to give back to you, and they do in opportunity. Like they come to you all the time with opportunities. I love watching it.
Oh, thank you. I was thinking that you were going to talk about this weekend. I was walking to a shop and thought on my way, it wasn't the supermarket, I need to remember to buy a lime. And then as I crossed the road, on the road, there was a lime.
We had a gutter lime.
It was a perfect lime.
It's got the skin on it. It's perfectly fine. That is something that's a bit freaky with you.
I get it with lemons too.
I need a lime. Yeah. And there it is sitting on the street waiting for you. I need a lemon. And you walk past a lemon tree with a sign that says, hey, please take our lemons.
That's right.
We've got a lot of people around here that do that. It's brilliant. I love community giving.
Yes.
But that was another.
It was. It was like, oh, okay, thank you.
Everything always works out for Michelle.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a lovely mindset. So we've got to teach kids, I think, this that if you think you don't have enough, your subconscious mind will make sure that that's always true.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not that if you just think it happens. It's not the, woo-woo version of the law of attraction. It's about having a belief that things will work out, and they always do. Mm. Having a good work ethic, so putting in the work and having that positive energy, and that's where it all comes from.
Definitely. Well, and my kids believe that they're lucky and that they always get things that they wish for.
Because I
had that training with my mum. Yep. I've passed it on to my kids, and just believe, and you see opportunities.
Yeah. I think I might need to do a little bit of work on my side of the ledger there.
I think you do okay.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, good to see you, Michelle.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown.
Lady Captain.
Lady
Captain.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.